Good day from the Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Hugh Link, who is the Executive Director of the Dungeness Crab Commission. The Oregon Dungeness Crab season started December 1st and prices are already stronger than last year. So we look forward to talking with you about pricing and availability of this year's crab. Thank you so much for being here today, Hugh.
You're quite welcome. It's my pleasure to with you.
Great. Well, I had heard that starting prices for this season are up 17% compared to last season. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, that's correct. Last year we had a starting price of $2.65 a pound, and of course that was just a starting price. And this year we've negotiated through the state supervised price negotiations. The processors and fishermen were able to negotiate a $3.10 starting price.
Okay. And I would assume
17%.
Well, that's okay. And is that just because their costs have gone up? Is it availability? What's kind of leading to negotiating the higher price?
Well, when we have the price negotiations, we discuss a lot of factors. We discuss the market, market pressure, availability of product still in the freezers from the previous season or from other fisheries, and mm-hmm. we also talk about the preseason testing that was done prior to the negotiations. This year in Oregon, our preseason testing showed that which was done about the second week of November, it showed that all of the areas that we tested, which is six different ports from the south coast to the north coast, were not only met, but they very much exceeded the minimum meat fill to open the season on time for December 1st. So I think that was a big factor. I think everybody agreed at the table that it was high quality, good quality crab, and we can all look forward to having some good crab on the tables this year.
Yeah, it's always such a great crop, and like such a that people look forward to it every year, and something that people get excited about. So I'm definitely glad it's doing well. And the starting price is just a starting price, so I would assume you expect that to get stronger throughout the season.
Yeah, correct. We've done different things with the negotiations in Oregon, and there's been times when we've locked in a price for a short period of time. But the original intent of the price negotiations was to get a starting price so that the fishermen could feel relaxed while they're getting ready and know that they're going to have their traditional pre-soak for the season, and know that they've got a minimum price to start. And last year they set just a starting price, which means that it pretty much gets the gear in the water, and then market factors can take over after that. And if there's an increased push to raise the price by some buyers, others can match it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing locked in. The minimum price for starting was $3.10 this year, and we're just 25 hours into pulling our gear and seeing what's in the pot. So we don't know if market factors or if pressure because of landings may raise the price, but the fishermen are always hopeful it will.
Oh, definitely. And then availability, what has that been like so far, their early reports in the season?
Yeah, real preliminary reports. You know, the guys are just starting to do their first pull, we call it, on the gear. They usually let them soak for a while and then pull them. We have a pre-soak, which is 73 hours. They're allowed to put the gear out and let them soak for 73 hours before that first pull. And there's spotty reports. There's always a little bit of effort to try to find where the crab are mm-hmm. on the grounds. There seems to be a considerable effort from Coos Bay north. Seems to be where most of the fleet is concentrating. So one would think that's probably where the majority of the crab are.
So is it too early to tell what kind of yield we're going to have this year versus last season?
It really is. We'll need to see some of these trip boats come in with their holds full, hopefully, mm-hmm. and see what kind of volume is out on the grounds. We are hopeful that we'll probably, during negotiations, a lot of talk was hopeful that maybe we'd meet last year's landings, which were 14.4 million pounds last year, which was down from the year before of 18.2 million. But
yeah.
nothing to be alarmed about. You know, it's a cyclical fishery. It goes up and down. We've been very fortunate the last 10 years to have average landings of about 19, 20 million pounds. so it's down a little bit, but in 12-13 it went up to 18, so we're right there in that average, and then it was down to 14.4 last year. So if we had another 14.4, it wouldn't be unusual to see the mm-hmm. lines go down. What goes down must come up. It's a very sustainable fishery, and we've proven over the years, even after 100 years, we had record landings in the fishery, so we must be doing something right with our management.
That's for sure. And I know there's two regions in California open for Dungeness crab too. Have you heard how that is going, their availability?
District 10, which is a San Francisco Bay fishery, opens every year on November 15th, and there was quite an effort down there for fishing. So usually when that kind of effort is down there, there seems to be some crab. Sounds like there was a pretty good load coming out of that area. I noticed a couple of our processors here in Oregon were actually processing a considerable amount, had trucks rolling in and out. So haven't seen any preliminary reports from the Department of Fish and Wildlife down there, but just from word of mouth, there was a pretty good effort down there, but a lot of those boats also came back up to Oregon to fish in Oregon when our season started on December 1st.
And I don't know why the San Francisco prices were so strong.
I think, they started at $3 a pound down there. Typically, they are the first crab on the market. They mm-hmm. fill a niche for that Thanksgiving market for Dungeness crab, and also, a little bit of export. And as I said, some of the processors up here were processing it too, getting a little head start on
okay.
crab. So I think they also knew that they did a little testing down there and found out that the crab down there were of pretty good quality too. So you get good quality on the grounds, and you get a market that's hungry for it,
mm-hmm.
good prices can be paid.
No, that's great. Well, I'm wondering if you've heard around the industry, if restaurants and retailers are featuring Dungeness crab already, or talking about, running promotions on it soon. Have you seen any exciting promotions going on there yet?
Actually, I haven't seen too many. All of our regular people that do the crab feeds as fundraisers and that kind of thing are out looking around. But typically I would see, in our local newspapers, some of the major stores putting whole cooks as a featured item. I'm not seeing that as much this year, maybe because they were a little leery from last year. There was not as much crab brought in, so there was a little shortage at the beginning there to fill orders.
Mm.
And maybe they're waiting to see if the price settles out. As I said, it is a starting price, and if market forces do take over and end up raising the price, then maybe they get caught a little short if they'd already committed to a certain price. So maybe they're holding off to see what's going on. I'm not sure why we haven't seen a whole lot of whole cook ads, but I'm excited to find some in the stores, and they're nice full crab, and I'm looking forward to my first crab of the season.
Great. Well, no, congratulations. I'm glad, the crab's looking so good, and the price is stronger. So so I hope everything goes well this season, and we'll be talking with you again soon.
Great. Well, thank you very much for the interview. It's always nice to talk about our sustainable product.
You bet. Thank you.